You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Back in...
This is going to be a tough guest.
2014's off to a rocking start already.
I'll tell you what, we are rolling. Looking forward to the new year, though, buddy. It's going to be a fun one.
It's going
to
be a great
It's going to be great. It's going to be my first year married.
Ooh.
Right. That'll be different.
That's exciting.
Enjoy the honeymoon.
Yeah, I haven't planned that yet. I had to get through the wedding first, which was on New Year's Eve, so I'm a little...
Outstanding.
I'm impressed that you're here at all, Ben.
I am impressed that I'm here as well. But, you know, my commitment to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio is such that I came back.
Well, we've long admired your commitment, and you probably should be. So, all right. Well, Todd, it wouldn't be a kickoff to the great new year without our return guest, a dear friend of the show. Say hello to Eugene James, a director of a Metro Study, a housing research company. Happy New Year, Eugene.
Good Happy New Year. Yay! It's enough of the singing.
Wildly enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy, you know?
I suspect our audience knows you well, but take a quick sec, remind them a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, over at Metro Study, we've been around 30-plus years, but we analyze housing markets all over the country. Of course, I run the Atlanta office, and what makes us really unique is we count houses. Every single new house that's going up, you know, we just keep a pulse on the real estate market. So I'd like to take a couple minutes and share with you what we're seeing out there these days.
All right, Doctor, what did you find on the pulse in the third quarter?
As of the end of the third quarter, things are still rocking and rolling. We still have some inventory problems, meaning we still really don't have that many houses out here to sell, and that's new houses or resale houses, and that's causing consumers to panic a little bit, not being able to find the home of their dreams so quickly after all. And I think they may have been spoiled in past years thinking, oh, there's tons of inventory out here. I'll take my little sweet little time and pick and choose. And all of a sudden they go out there and say, ah, where are all the houses?
You know, as a layperson, why is that? I mean, we talked about the lack of inventory every time you were in here last year.
Yeah.
And it seems like sooner or later it's got to pick up. Why is it still lagging? Why is the inventory so low?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the resale side first, and then we'll jump to the new side. So it'll make a little more sense, I believe. You know, everything's not all rosy. Of course, the Atlanta market, just like the rest of the country, got beat down real bad on home prices. And that's returning now. Prices are certainly climbing a good little bit. But I think there's still some people that are upside down in their home equity. They still, home isn't worth what they first purchased it for. But it's a whole lot less of that now, today, than it was even 12 months ago. So I think, in general, consumers don't even realize how much equity has really returned to their houses, and therefore they haven't tried to sell their existing house out of fear that it's still terribly upside down. That's part of the problem, I think. And therefore, that's why people haven't really listed their house for sale, right? All right, so now let's go to the new side. We stopped building houses for 6 or 7 years here in Atlanta, in general. Of course, we built a few here and there, right? The job market has been doing relatively okay. We've been creating roughly 50 to 60,000 net new jobs every month over month now for the past 18 months or 2 years or so. In other words, the job market's been pretty okay. And that's given a lot of people confidence to go out and look for houses. And when they're looking for new homes, they're finding that, yikes, there are no new homes in inventory out here, because we had stopped building for so long.
Yep. All right. I mean, is it labor? Is that where you're headed with this? Lack thereof?
Yeah, that's a whole other problem. You know, it's kind of interesting that on the construction jobs, saw the biggest increase out of all the various employment sectors, which is a sign that home construction must be up, and it is. tremendously, which leads me to how much is it up? home starts are up year over year as of the end of the third quarter, almost 70%.
7-0.
7-0.
That's pretty hefty.
That's huge, isn't it? And yet with starts that high, we still don't have enough houses out here to meet today's demand. It's kind of a good problem to have, but a bad problem to have.
All right. Eugene James will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Eugene James, Director of Metro Study.
So, Eugene, you said that homes are up 70% year over year, but we're also, you know, hearing a little bit here and there about new home sales have paused. And what do you have to say about this, and do you buy into it, and what do consumers and listeners need to know?
Yeah, great. That's the new buzzword, it seems like, all over the country. There's been a pause in the housing market. Well, let's talk about that. In relationship to Atlanta, here's what I think's going on. We certainly have not created any new lots, finished lots, in many years, 6-7 years, right? So the building that has been taking place over the past 6-7 years has been in the absolute best of the best locations. We call those the A markets, the A locations. Well, we've exhausted the lots that you can find in the A locations for the most part. And so now builders are slowly venturing into the B locations, the B markets, and even the C markets, and they're going slow. The other thing I think that has occurred is builders, because they were running very, very low on lots, so they started increasing their prices almost every month, you know, $5,000-$10,000 every month. And they knew that as they increased prices, that was going to slow down some of the velocity or momentum. And some builders may have overshot the market. They may have increased prices a little bit too quick, too soon. And some buyers have been a little bit shocked over these constant home price increases, along with the fact that the rates have been escalating up and down and kind of freaking some people out as well.
Well, now you talked about the A lots, and if they are so few, I mean, right. If I were a builder, I mean, it may be too simple-minded view of it, but okay, there aren't any A lots left. I'll go build on a B lot because folks want to buy homes and the inventory's low.
Yeah.
But that's not happening?
Well, no, it is happening. Finally, it has been happening. I'll throw one county out there as an example, Cherokee County, for example. Cherokee is experiencing more home starts in that county than almost any other county. Starts were up 90-95% above where they were, you know, a year ago. And so, yeah, builders they're going slow about building in these B, and soon will be building even in the C markets. So they're kind of testing the waters, making sure that demand is ready and, you know, is there. So it's happening, and we're going to see more building take place in those B and C markets throughout 2014.
Well, so what else do you expect to see in 2014 as far as numbers? And perhaps getting a little ahead of ourselves, what about the fourth quarter of 2013? And then maybe tell us what's in your crystal ball about 2014.
Well, we'll end the year with starts above where they were the prior year, around 60 to 70%, mm-hmm. right? And by the end of 2014, though, I'm expecting the starts rate to dip maybe down to 20 to 25%. Now, I know that sounds pretty drastic, but you have to keep in mind a couple different things. One, it was relatively easy for us to get up to a 70% starts rate from the prior year because we were really on the bottom a year ago. So it was really, really easy to get that big pop coming off the bat. But in 2014, you know, we are low on those A lots, like I mentioned, and we're no longer on the bottom. So home starts and we're normalizing. Let's talk about that a tad bit. You know, we've been in such an abnormal market here for the past 5+ years that now things are just simply starting to be, look a little bit more normal.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to ask you for some advice. Somebody's thinking about buying a home. Should I run out and get it done like now before the week is out? Should I wait till second quarter, third quarter? What do you think?
Todd, we had this conversation before. I told you to go buy a house last year.
I tried. I couldn't find one.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's still a great time to buy.
Why do you assume it was me I was asking about?
Oh, I don't know. Memory. A little birdie whispered in my ear. Anyway, I think it's an absolutely great time to buy a house because, you know, the rates are still at historic lows. They're going to go up. They're slowly inching up, but it's with rates as slow, you can still buy even more house at this really low rate that we're looking at. So go out there and make it happen.
All right. Well, Eugene, as always, sad to say that we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Metro Study?
Well, I'd love to hear from your viewers by having them call us at the office, 404-730-9001, or just look us up online, metrostudy.com.
All right. Eugene James, director of Metro Study, a housing research company, and, you know, certainly our favorite housing economist. So,
yay!
Eugene, as always, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. All right. The deal of the day is next. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Delaney, what have you got for us?
Well, now that it's 2014, it's time to start thinking about this year's first ever combined International Builders Show and Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, which will be taking place February 4th through 6th in Las Vegas. If you've never been before, this is a great chance to attend educational sessions on a variety of topics from the industry's most respected experts. You can also walk the show floor to see different exhibitors and the cool new products that are both in the home building industry, kitchen and bath industry, and then there's also special events throughout the 3 days.
Yeah, in Vegas, I mean, it's known for something else. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but that's a great city for conferences.
Oh, no, it'd be a great
show.
It
really is.
But IBS has been a big deal for a long, long time. Yeah. That's always a great show.
Both shows have always been, you know, some of the most respected in the industry, and this year they'll be combined, so it'll be even bigger.
Well, that's exciting. So that's the first time they've done that.
Yes. In Relevance Managing Partners, Mitch and Carol both have several presentations during this show. They will be presenting the State of Social Media in 2014, Best Digital Marketing Tools of 2014, My Brother Built It, Why Doesn't It Work, and Beyond Facebook, Pinterest, Google Plus, and more throughout this show.
Well, there's the highlight of the educational sessions right there.
I always learn from those guys, so there should be some great stuff. Where can people get information on the show if they want to register and learn more about some of the additional things going on?
They can go to buildershow.com to register, learn more, see the full lineup schedule of events.
All right. Well, that promises to be an exciting event, and that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Eugene James, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Again, Happy New Year, go Noles, and we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Radio Show.